This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky released a video address just after midnight on Monday, Ukraine time, urging NATO to impose a no-fly zone over his country or see its member states attacked by Russia. If that does not happen, he said, it is only a matter of time before Russian rockets fall on NATO territory. Russia has escalated attacks in western Ukraine, targeting a military training ground, as Pope Francis pleads for the fighting to stop. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The injured from the attack on a military base are wheeled into hospital on stretchers. Over 130 people were reported injured and over 35 were killed by the Russian missile strike near the border with Poland. Meanwhile, a U.S. journalist was killed and another injured when attacked by Russian forces near the capital, Kyiv. Journalist Juan Arredondo described the moment of the attack.
We got into a car, somebody offered to take us to the other bridge, and we crossed the checkpoint and they start shooting at us.
In his weekly address in St. Peter's Square, Pope Francis pleaded for an end to the violence. In the name of God, I ask you to stop this massacre. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. officials say Russia's lethal shelling in the western part of Ukraine Sunday, close to the border with Poland, is something they had anticipated. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said during a Sunday morning appearance on CNN that the attack shows Putin's frustration with the progress of the invasion. He said if Russia fires on NATO territory, the NATO alliance will respond. The facility not far from Lviv is where NATO units train with Ukrainian troops. Sullivan will be in Rome on Monday to meet China's director of the Office of Foreign Affairs Commission, Yang Jiechi. This is VOA News. Iran's ballistic missile strike on the northern city of Erbil, which caused no casualties but damaged some residential structures, has been criticized by leaders from across Iraq's political spectrum. Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps claimed credit for the late-night strike. In a statement, the IRGC said it fired 12 ballistic missiles against what it alleged was an Israeli, quote, a strategic center of conspiracy in Erbil. The influential cleric Muqtada al-Sadr issued a statement calling on the government to submit a protest note to the United Nations and the Iranian ambassador and to ask for guarantees that such an attack would not be repeated in the future. The U.S. Embassy in Baghdad condemned the missile attack, calling it a criminal act for which Iran must be held accountable. Iraq's outgoing Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi called the attack an act of terror, and he also told U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in a phone call that Iraq should not become a state for settling what he called external scores. Gunmen killed at least 13 gendarmes in an ambush Sunday at Taparco, a mining town in northern Burkina Faso. Security sources say the town is regularly targeted by jihadist fighters. The source said in addition to the 13 confirmed dead, a number of other gendarmes were missing. Another security source said reinforcements had been called in and were searching the sector for 8 missing gendarmes. And 8 additional gendarmes were wounded in the attack, 2 of them seriously. And 2 other people were killed and several others injured when a bus hit a landmine Sunday, also near Taparco. An Iranian news website close to the country's leadership says Iran has decided to temporarily suspend its secret Iraqi brokered talks aimed at defusing years-long tensions with regional rival Saudi Arabia. The Sunday report came a day after Saudi Arabia carried out its largest known mass execution in its modern history. The kingdom put 81 people convicted of crimes ranging from killings to belonging to militant groups to death, a group that activists believe included over 36 Shiite Muslims. Saudi Arabia's executions of Shiites have stirred regional unrest in the past. Iran, the largest Shiite Muslim country in the world, and Sunni powerhouse Saudi Arabia severed diplomatic ties in 2016 after Saudi Arabia executed a prominent Shiite cleric. And the president of the International Paralympic Committee, Andrew Parsons, has expressed hopes for peace as the Winter Paralympics closed in Beijing, but he avoided mentioning Russia's war on Ukraine. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.